Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. I love you out there. Keep holding on. Are you a God chaser? I was reading a little bit of Tommy Tenney's book, The God Chasers. Are you a God chaser? Chasing after God. It says, my soul follows hard after thee. Follow hard after the Lord. Amen. We're going to need it. You got to press forward. Press. We are in the press, but those that are pressed are going to come out as fine wine. God knows the way that we take, and when he has tried us, we shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. As in tried in the fire. This is time to be submit to the fire of God. Let the dross and all the defilement and uncleanness and the impurities fall off of you. Fall off of me. Amen. Let it fall off. Let us fully commit to the Lord. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, give us the spirit of commitment, Lord. You said, love you with our whole heart, our mind, our soul, every fiber of our being. Lord, help us on today. There's so many distractions. The world is in an upheaval. It's on fire, but in a different way. Lawlessness is running rampant, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And I thank you, Lord, for the word. I thank you, Lord, for the word, and I bless your holy name. Teach us on today in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go back to Matthew 24. We left off on verse 5, and we're going to reread that. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We hear about wars and rumors of wars every day. ISIS. Greece right now is in an upheaval, in just civil unrest. They're broke, have no money, banks are shut down, the market is shut down, our Dow is responding, the world is in an upheaval. Wars, you got Afghanistan, you got China, what they're doing, trying to set up ammunitions and things on borders to try to control. I mean, you hear of Iran, Iraq. You have all these wars and rumors of wars. It said, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. I'm going to stop right there for a second. Nation against nation, the United States against China, you know, Iraq against Israel, Israel against Iran. All of nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Kingdom, people are in power, rulers in power, but also the kingdom of darkness trying to go against the kingdom of light. We have it right now. We have the bombings going on. We have churches being burned down. We have the gay rights movement. That is the kingdom of darkness against the kingdom of light. I pray for everyone that is in a state or a practice of sin. Practicing sin. That includes the homosexuals and the liars and the whoremongers and the fornicators and the people that are, you call them men stealers, those that are in sex trafficking. I pray against the spirit and the sin, but the people, I pray, be brought out of darkness into God's marvelous light. But kingdom against kingdom. Since the very onset of Adam and Eve eating the fruit and the spirit of the devil loosed into the earth, it has been kingdom against kingdom from the very onset. Here we are, 2015, kingdom against kingdom. What kingdom are you going to stand up for? As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall serve the Lord. Pick a side. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose it. For kingdom shall be against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers or various places. There should be famines. Hungry people now. Hungry people on the TV. Hungry people in Africa. All these countries that are just destitute and have no money and can't tap into their natural resources because of greedy, filthy people that hoard their power and will not feed their own people. So famines and pestilences, diseases, you know, AIDS, Ebola, all these diseases that come against the people, you know, rashes and all these things, boils and sores and just all these diseases that harm and kill people, cancers of all different kinds, and earthquakes in various places. Earthquakes in China and Northern California. Earthquakes was in the Carolinas several years ago. Earthquakes, the earth is in an unrest. The whole earth groaneth and travaileth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Waiting for things to be made right. The earth is groaning. Verse 8 of Matthew chapter 24. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, to be in tribulation, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We're here. Shall deliver you up to be afflicted. Now, this is going to be in the great tribulation period. In the 7-year tribulation period, there are those that are going to be preaching the gospel, namely 144,000 men that have not been defiled by women in the book of Revelation. They're going to be teaching the gospel, and the two witnesses, which scholars believe is going to be Enoch and Elijah, because they have not seen death, and it is appointed unto a man to die, and after that the judgment, but they have not physically died yet. And so we believe that it will be, the two witnesses will be Enoch and Elijah, but we don't know. But so during that time, they're going to be preaching and teaching the gospel, but people are going to say, here are some Christians that are delivering the gospel, and they found some Bibles. And a mother going to deliver up her daughter to be beheaded, son against father, father against son, neighbor against neighbor. They're going to say, there they are, because people are going to be taking the mark of the beast, because you're not going to be able to buy or sell or do anything without submitting to the beast, without submitting to the Antichrist and receiving the mark in your hand or in your forehead. So many are going to be delivered up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated for my name's sake. We're hated now, but we're also going to be hated. We, meaning people that are going to go through the tribulation period. Those that believe God and have submitted to the Spirit of the Lord and have been washed, blood washed in his name, have believed that Jesus was sent of God. And we believe that we can receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ by our faith through his grace. Will not go through the tribulation period. I am a pre-trib believer. And we will not see it because we will be raptured in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We shall be raptured of God. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then they which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I am a believer of that. And then the tribulation period. I'm going to stop right there. This is getting so good because I love the end time study. So join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.